Hello, everybody. Josh Brown here, back for another great episode on Franchise Euphoria. Well, today's episode is brought to you by IndieFranchiseLaw.com, a leading resource in the franchise space to help you if you're considering buying a franchise, turning your business into a franchise, or growing your business through a licensing or franchise structure. So go on, check it out, IndieFranchiseLaw.com. I think you'll find a lot of valuable and free information as you continue to kind of weigh franchising and licensing and the growth of your business. Without further ado, I hope you enjoy today's episode. So on this episode of Franchise Euphoria, it's just going to be me talking about the events of the day with coronavirus and the impact that it has, could have, may have, or will have on your franchise business. Obviously, these are uncertain times that we're living in now. And, nobody really knows what the impact of the coronavirus is going to be. There's lots of speculation. There's lots of information. As you listen to the various news outlets, you're hearing a lot of different things. For me, I'm basing my information off of Dr. Fauci. He seems to be the U.S. expert on the matter and sort of taking my cues from the things that he says. But one thing that is for certain, no matter what franchise business you're in, this is going to impact your work. This is going to impact your life. It's going to impact my life and my family's life. And thinking about how do we respond to these kinds of unforeseen events that occur in life and in business. And as I've thought about that over the last number of days and thinking about the uneasiness that it's had on all of us and the uneasy feelings that I think all of us share to one extent or another, I was thinking about how when you start a business or when you are looking to grow a business, you have uncertainty all around you. I mean, I can certainly remember when I first started getting into franchising and then I started my own law practice, I had lots of anxiety, lots of uneasiness, lots of feelings of doubt and self-doubt and, was it going to work? And what was the future going to hold? And what was going to come of the next day and the next day and the next day? Though it's different now, that's still similar feeling of not really knowing what's next. Is this going to get worse or continue to get worse? Are we going to see a slight decline, maybe a severe decline? Who knows? But one thing I do know is that part of being successful in your business or in your life is being able to have a way to deal with the uncertainty that at some point in time is going to arise. I mean, there's just no way to escape it. So as I was thinking about that and thinking of an episode for this week, it just didn't seem right to just have a normal interview episode. So I thought about four things that I think can be done and can be meaningful and beneficial during this challenging time as you look towards your business, your franchise, your family, your livelihood. And what are some things that you can do that may just help you feel a little bit better about the situation? Because after all, I think when you've got a plan, when you've got an approach, when you've got a strategy, that tends to lend itself to feeling a little bit more confident about where you're going as opposed to just not knowing and not planning and not thinking about it. So the first thing I thought about was, and I think most important in this time that we live, is that we've really got to be compassionate towards one another. It's hard to go on social media in most days, but nowadays it's especially hard because you see something like this pandemic that really has no political party, has no political thoughts, and all of us are in this together. And you see a lot of people on either side going to the blame game. And I know that is an easy place to go. But one of the things that I think is important for now and always is to have compassion for one another and not try to understand where somebody else is coming from. I was reminded of that from a great post from a friend of mine, Andy Traub, who posted something on Facebook, posted a video about that. And I thought it was really well said. The idea being that, no matter where somebody is coming from, what their position is, what their thoughts are. I think it behooves all of us to have compassion in how we respond and how we deal with people. And I think when you take that to your business, having compassion toward others, to your workers, I mean, if you run a restaurant and in all likelihood, you're going to be shut down for a period of time, those folks who are servers, who are cooks, who are chefs, who work front of the house, back of the house, who do the valet parking, you know, everybody who's a part of that team and that operation is going to be out of work for a little while, and there's going to be uncertainty there. I think that to the extent that we can, as business owners, as franchise owners, as people who are community leaders, I think we can take this opportunity to really dig deep a little bit, to look inside and kind of figure out, what can I be doing? Are there other things that I could be doing? I mean, you know, for some businesses, it's not easy or even feasible to just pay people when they're not working, because as small business owners, we rely on income coming in to then go out to the people who work for us. And to me, that's devastating. It must be devastating to restaurants who need to operate, who need to have cash flow coming in order to pay their people. Well, if that's not an option, then perhaps there's other ways to think about ways that you can be compassionate towards others. Perhaps in the interim, try to help them, you know, identify other opportunities. If you're in that position where there's uncertainty around your job, your position, what you do, I would encourage you to take the time to think about your skill set. What are the main attributes of your skill set? And how can it be applied during this time? As an example, I think about with restaurants that right now there's going to obviously be a huge demand for carry out and delivery. And if you're a great server and you have great interpersonal or personal communication skills and you can relate to people, well, golly, I think that's a great skill set to take across to deliver food in the interim. And so perhaps there's opportunities there. I mean, I think the point being is that whatever it is that you do, if you think about what the main attributes are and the skill set that you bring to the table, it's much easier to transfer those skills to other areas. One of the best people I've ever known at doing this, and a friend of mine, Dan Miller, if you don't know about him, you should check out 48 Days to the Work You Love, but he's a master at identifying in people traits and skill sets that can be transferable to other things, other careers, other endeavors. And so I highly encourage you during this time of uncertainty to look to other people, other leaders, other information, and figure out how you can take your skills, your expertise, and transfer it over into an area that will be beneficial to you now and into the future, and is viable now and into the future amidst all the uncertainty. But at the end of the day, I think about all of that as compassion towards people. It's compassion towards our fellow human beings, our fellow men and women of this country, because at this time, we're all in this together. And there's not any one of us that is certain on what's going to happen and where things are going to go. But I think there's some sanctity. I think there's some comfort in knowing and thinking about approaching it from the perspective of putting yourself in other people's shoes and understanding that they're scared just like you are. And how can we help one another? I think number two is, this is a great time to really reflect on your business and ways that you can improve your business. I mean, after all, there's no better time to think about things that you could be doing better, more efficient, who you serve, how you serve them, the types and the ways in which you earn revenue and make money, than at a time of great uncertainty, of need, of fear and scariness as to what's going to come. I mean, these are the times that I think really challenge business owners and franchise owners, and really separate people who have gone into something because they thought they were just going to have an easy cakewalk, versus people who really got into business for the right reasons and understand that it's a journey. And then along that journey, it's not necessarily going to be smooth sailing all along. So I think during this period of time and during the time frame in which we're working remotely and home more, I think it's a great time to reflect on ways in which you can convert your business to deal with the challenges of the now and the future. You know, how can you better utilize technology so that in the event something like this happens in the future, you can be prepared ahead of time? How can you think about ways in which you can serve your customers better? So that in an event such as this, where nobody really knows what's to come, you can offer something that is still viable, that is still there beyond that which you do on a regular basis. So now's a great time to reflect on those things. And I'm confident that if you do and take a moment, take a pause, take a deep breath, and sit back and reflect in that manner, that you will think about things in a slightly different way. And perhaps if there's a silver lining in all of this, it's that you can find solutions to problems now so that you can avoid the same problem in the future. Number three, I think just in general, learning to be okay with an uneasy feeling. In other words, learning to respond to the unknown. I think us as business owners, as franchise owners, we all want certainty in what we do. You know, we all want to wake up and have an idea of how our day, month, year is going to go. But what we realize quickly as business owners and entrepreneurs is that really it's the uncertainty that guides us and determines whether or not we're ultimately going to be successful. No matter how good your roadmap is as a franchisor, or no matter how well you're able to take direction as a franchisee, there are always going to be times where you have to make decisions. And you have to make decisions when facts are uncertain. You have to make decisions when you have limited information. You have to make decisions when you don't feel comfortable about everything you know, and you have a feeling that you may just get it wrong. And to me, that's how you grow as a leader. That's how you realize your strengths, realize your weaknesses, and realize to trust in yourself the ways in which you process information and you make decisions. So I think part of another silver lining in what we're going through right now is that if people take it as an opportunity to really step back and take a deep breath, people will realize that uncertainty is really an opportunity to learn how to make better decisions, or at least how to make decisions. Because one of the worst things that you can do in a time of uncertainty, when you don't 100% know what's right and what's wrong, is to not do anything at all. I think you have to be comfortable with the unknown and comfortable that you have assessed the situation as best you can. You're making a decision based off of that, and you're going to live with the results. That's what being a business leader is all about. And that, to me, will make you a better entrepreneur down the road. Number four, and finally, I think it's times like these that give us a real great opportunity to prioritize things, to really think about what's important in our lives and what's not important, both in business and in life. I think I get caught up myself in the day-to-day of business. I love it. I love what I do. I love working with franchisees and franchisors and helping them with their own success. And sometimes I lose sight of what's most important in the grand scheme of all of this. You know, where does my family come into this equation? Where do my kids, my wife, my friends, you know, all those things come into play as we're all off building our businesses and growing our businesses? And I think it's times like these where you're kind of struck in the face with a big dose of reality that, boy, oh boy, life is just so uncertain. We just don't know what's coming around the corner. And so if we don't prioritize our own lives, then somebody else will do it for us. So it's a great opportunity, I think, right now to do some self-reflection, to think about, you know, what it is that's important to you. And, you know, it may not be the same thing that's important to your friend, your brother, your sister, your parents, but that's okay. I think a big thing about life is trying to figure out your priorities and then sticking to them. So hopefully, you know, amidst all of the chaos going on right now, and the uncertainty, that you'll find a little bit of solace in today's episode. Again, it's not your typical interview that I'm accustomed to doing. We'll be back with those regular interviews starting next week. But again, I just think these are some of the things that I've been thinking about, and I thought you might enjoy me sharing them with you. If there's anything I can do in the meantime to help you out, if anybody wants to jump on a call, have a discussion, has thoughts about what's going on with their business at these times, feel free to email me, feel free to call me and I'd be happy to discuss that. Again, we're all in this together, and I really want to leave you with that message that I think how we treat people now in times of uncertainty is really a measure of who we all are. And I think we really need to take ownership of that and be thinking about, obviously, our businesses, our families, our livelihood, but be thinking about all of us together and what we're all going through. And I'm confident that if we do that, we will all make this through and be better off on the other side. So thanks so much. Be safe out there. And we'll be back with another interview next week.
Thank you so much for tuning in for another episode of Franchise Euphoria. If you enjoyed this episode or have enjoyed the podcast in general, I would really appreciate it if you could go to iTunes and leave me a rating and review. It really helps to get this podcast out to more and more people. So the easy way to do it is go to iTunes and in the search box, put in Franchise Euphoria. You will then see my cover art and you click on my smiling face that says Franchise Euphoria and then click on the link that says ratings and reviews. It's that simple, but boy, oh boy, does it mean the world to me when people leave ratings and reviews. And like I said, it really helps get the show out there. Once again, would love it if you would go to iTunes and leave a rating and review if you enjoyed this episode or other episodes of the show. And until the next time, happy franchising.